listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Collie will soon be home to one of the world's biggest batteries. The second stage of construction is currently underway on the 650-megawatt battery. Energy Minister Rhys Whitby says it'll be a world-leading project.
Puts Collie front and centre of the green energy transition. Collie has powered Western Australia for more than a century, and with these big batteries right in Collie, close to the grid connection that's already there, they're going to continue to power Western Australia for a long, long time.
A controversial Albany councillor has been pre-selected by the WA Liberal Party to run for the local seat. Thomas Brough to take on Labor's Rebecca Stevens in the polls at next year's state election. Mr Brough was the subject of controversy earlier this year, falsely telling council the LGBTQIA plus umbrella includes people attracted to minors. Experts are describing the Aussie cattle market as in balance. Rabobank's Australian beef seasonal outlook for the year says higher herd inventory and the lack of liquidation of rebuilding urgency has stabilised numbers. But the group's Angus Gidley Baird says they're hoping for an uptick from US demand.
They've been through a liquidation phase. They've got very short supplies of beef over there. We are expecting, if they go into any sort of rebuild phase, most likely not until next year, if not further away, that will stimulate US prices and provide upside to global beef prices.
Some much-needed relief for southwest farmers. After months of extremely hot and endless dry conditions, rain has finally fallen across the region. Another 10 to 20 millimetres is expected to hit today, following one of the region's driest 6 months on record. In sport, one of the most high-profile soccer players to come out of the southwest is taking on a new role. Perth Glory skipper Tash Rigby appointed as manager of female football and advocacy for Football West. It'll see the Margaret River product engaged in all areas of female football across WA, including working with Football Australia.